He was a presence on the Vikings' defense for nearly a decade. A fearless defender who gave it all he had. And a dedication to the game that coaches dream of.
Think about what I could do better, what I could have did better. You know, sometimes I compare myself to other linebackers. But then again, you know, you've seen linebackers that I came in with that didn't make it 3 years, that didn't make it 4 years. Some of the younger guys that just got a cup of coffee and didn't even get a chance to play. So I realized how blessed I was, fortunate to, the hard work I put in paid off. Like I said, I had some great teammates, you know, on the offensive side of the ball to kind of help out what we were doing. I had some great leaders on the defense side of the ball.
E.J. Henderson was the heart and soul of the Vikings defense for many years. The linebacker selected in the second round of the 2003 draft. Henderson played his entire 9-year career in Minnesota with the Vikings.
Look around the league and I see guys kind of finishing out their career with different teams after they played, 9 or 10 years. So it's definitely sweet to be a Viking, through and through, only a Viking, and now to be working, with the Vikings. It's like I said, it's just a continuation of my career.
He was the anchor in the middle of the defense and was voted as the Vikings' defensive MVP by his teammates following the 2007 season. Henderson led the team in tackles 3 times and earned Pro Bowl honors following the 2010 season, an inspirational comeback after suffering a horrific leg injury during the 2009 season.
My claim to fame, I really wanted to put in that work in the offseason, even during the season when times got rough, just putting that little extra push to give yourself that feel that you did more than the next guy. I always wanted to be known as a tough guy, especially as a middle linebacker, a tough tackler, a tough player, always tried to play no matter what.
But E.J. did much more than lead the defense. Aberdeen, Maryland is his hometown, but he quickly made Minnesota his new home and took to the Twin Cities community. In 2007, he established the E.J. Henderson Youth Foundation, focusing on getting kids active and the importance of academics. He was the 2009 Vikings Community Man of the Year and was constantly giving back in the community.
Yeah, that's definitely the special part, to be able to pass on some of the lessons that you learned from being a professional, from playing football for so long, and kind of having that platform where little kids look up to you just because you play professional football.
With his football experience and drive to work with the local youth, it was a natural fit this year to bring back the former star linebacker as the team's youth football manager.
Really, it's a job now. So from 9 to 5, really I'm focusing on how can I be in the community, how can I improve the whole spectrum of youth football, which means attending some practices, which means meeting with coaches, which means, going to some captain's clinics, which I've done a couple so far. So it's really about being in the community on a regular basis now.
Focusing his time on new community-based youth football initiatives in the Twin Cities, along with keeping up with the current health and safety issues in the game, is a perfect fit for the former defensive star.
So obviously everything I'm doing is with youth. Youth Pro Fitness and Nutrition is the organization I started when I retired. And we focus on improving the health and fitness of kids ages 7 to 13. So we started right here in the Southwest Metro. Now we're making our way into Minneapolis. Been on market about 2 years now. So like I said, everything I do right now is with youth football manager, E.J. Henderson Youth Foundation, and Youth Pro Fitness and Nutrition.
E.J. Henderson played his entire 9-year career in purple as one of the key leaders on the Vikings defense. He made the Twin Cities his home from day one in Minnesota and strived to focus his attention away from the field on helping out the community. And now he continues to give back in his new hometown, combining his former team with his biggest passion.
It definitely was a strange turn of events, but it seems like it's a natural fit. It seems like right when my career ended, it was just kind of natural to hang in there, see what's going on. And my wife loves it. The family loves it. So this is my home away from home.